Hi and welcome. In this lesson, we're going to program a drum and bass hi-hat groove in Ableton Live, beginner-friendly, but with the exact workflow habits that make you fast. The big idea: hi-hats are the engine. Even if your kick and snare are super basic, the hats create the feeling of speed, swing, and that rolling forward motion that makes DNB feel alive. And we're going to build a two-bar loop at 174 BPM that doesn't sound robotic, plus a simple device chain and a couple arrangement states, so your hats evolve across a track, without you rewriting everything. Let's get set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but let's live at 174 for consistency. Keep it 4/4. Set your grid to 1/16 to start. We'll only go to 1/32 for tiny moments like a quick lead-in. Also, a small workflow tip. Keep fixed grid on and keep triplets off for now. We'll get swing from groove and micro timing, not from switching the grid into triplets. Now create a MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. We're going to load three hat-like sounds: closed hat, short and bright; open hat, medium decay but controllable; and a ride or shaker layer, something with a longer texture or a noisier hat that can sit quietly and add motion. Quick coaching note here: decide the role of each lane before you write notes. Closed hat is your metronome and energy. Ghost hats are groove glue, quiet and usually a little late. Open hats are punctuation, like little exclamation points. Ride or shaker is a texture bed, usually steady and low velocity. When you assign jobs like that, you stop over-editing and you finish patterns faster. Alright, predate a MIDI clip. Start with one bar. We're going to build the DNB pulse first, because this is the backbone that keeps everything readable at 174. Program closed hats on every 8th note, in plain terms, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. In Ableton's 16th note grid view, that's on 1, 1.2, 2, 2.2, 3, 3.2, 4, 4.2. Just those hits. Hit play. It should feel like a simple engine. Not exciting yet, but stable. Now we add a controlled roll. The mistake beginners make is going full 16ths everywhere and then wondering why it sounds like a spray can. Instead, we'll add selected 16ths. Add extra closed hats on 1.3, 2.3, 3.3, and 4.3, so you still have the 8th note pulse, but you've got these extra little ticks in between. Play it again. You should feel motion, but it's not cluttered. Now we do the fastest groove trick in the world: velocity. Open the MIDI velocity lane. Here's the simple target. Your main 8th note hats should be around 75 to 95 velocity. Those added 16ths should be quieter, around 35 to 60. And later, if we add tiny ghosts, those live down at 15 to 30. Workflow move: select all the hat notes first and set them to a baseline, like 70. Then push the accents up and pull the filler notes down. That's way faster than trying to draw every note perfectly from scratch. While you're doing this, listen for the feel. You want the downbeats to feel like they're driving the bar forward. The filler notes should feel like they're supporting, not leading. Now let's add one open hat, the classic call and response with the snare. Put an open hat on and after beat 2. That's 2.2 on the 16th grid. If you want a second one later, you can try 4.2, but don't add it yet if your groove already feels busy. In DNB, open hats are powerful, but too many open hats will wash over the snare and flatten your punch. Now make the open hat behave. Go into the open hat simpler inside the drum rack. Shorten the decay or release until it's tight. Often you'll land somewhere around 80 to 200 milliseconds, depending on the sample. If you hear clicking, add a tiny fade out. If it still feels washy, use simpler's filter section and high pass it a bit so the open hat is mostly mid and top. The goal is lift, not hiss blanket. At this point, rhythm and velocity are working. Next up, micro timing, because robotic hats kill energy. Remember this rule: kick and snare are tight. Hats are controlled looseness. We're not going to swing the entire drum kit into being late. We're going to loosen only the hats that can move without ruining the pocket. You have two beginner-friendly options. Option A is the groove pool. Open the groove pool and drag in a groove like swing 16-55 or an MPC-style swing around 54 to 58. Apply it to the hat clip. Set groove amount around 20 to 40% to start. Timing can be 60 up to 100, depending on how strong you want it. You can add a little velocity effect from the groove too, maybe 0 to 20, but don't overdo it because we already did our own velocity shaping. And don't commit the groove until you're sure, because committing bakes it into the notes. Option B is manual nudging, which can feel more producer even though it's simple. Take a few of your quieter 16th hats, not the accents, and nudge them slightly late. Start at plus 5 milliseconds and try up to plus 15 milliseconds. Just a few notes. Occasionally, push one note slightly early, like minus 3 to minus 8 milliseconds, to add urgency. The point is subtle push and pull, not messy timing. Now let's add varination without making 8 different clips. This is where probability is your best friend. Select a few of the quieter filler hats, especially those 16th hs you added, and set probability somewhere around 60 to 85%. If you want a more intentional strategy, put probability on support notes only, ghost hats around 50 to 80%, extra 16th hs around 70 to 90%, and keep the main pulse at 100% so your engine never falls apart. If you don't have probability in your version of Live, do the old school method. Duplicate the clip to 2 bars, and delete a couple of filler hats in bar 2. Same idea, just manual. Now we're going to turn this into a 2-bar loop that evolves. Duplicate your 1-bar clip so it becomes 2 bars. Now make exactly 1 meaningful change in bar 2. Only 1. This is important, because beginners often stack 5 changes and then can't tell what actually improved the groove. Here are a few great choices. This audio version is shortened for playback.